Hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And today, I want to talk to you about the things that you need to do to avoid the financial tsunami that is coming our way. I'm thankful for the talks about the stimulus checks. I'm thankful for the creditors who have allowed people to skip their payments for a few months. But the truth of the matter is, those stimulus checks aren't going to stimulate a lot of people. As a matter of fact, if you are listening to this, I want you to really do everything that you can to put a cease on unnecessary spending. If you are not spending money on safety materials, food, or your mind, it's probably something that you don't need. So once again, if you are not spending money right now on food, safety materials, or information, something in your mind to help you navigate and get to the next step, it's probably not going to be a good idea to spend it. Now is not the time to be online shopping for stuff. They shouldn't even be delivering much. Some of the stuff that they're delivering, they're telling you to leave it outside anyway. Before anything comes into my home, it has to be sprayed down with Lysol and sit in an area all by itself. So I want you to start to get prepared so that you do not succumb to the financial tsunami that's coming our way. You know, let's talk about the word tsunami. A tsunami, I didn't even know it existed before it happened. I never remember hearing of a tsunami in grade school. I never remember hearing of a tsunami at any time in life for any reason. I mean, and I went to college and, you know, went to great elementary and high schools, and I figure I had great teachers along the way. But I never knew that something could happen that could suddenly, out of nowhere, with no warning, overtake an island, a city. I just didn't know that. Now, I understood about hurricanes. My grandmother, let me tell you something. When it would just rain, Grandma B turned off all the lights. We had to go get in the closet with our flashlight, and she had her kerosene lamp. Yes. We had to turn off all the lights. If it was lightning and thundering, or even just a simple rain, and I remember so many times waiting in the dark for the rain to stop, and eventually, you know, it would, and we'd be able to turn on the lights. But Grandma B did not play when it was raining. She did not play with lightning. She believed you could be electrocuted if you had the phone in your hand. Remember that? You couldn't touch the phone. You couldn't do any of those things. So I learned at an early age to be cautious when something that was potentially life-threatening in terms of a natural occurrence could come my way. But again, never did I imagine that a tsunami even existed. But we know now. I know now. You know now. And so what I am saying to you is this. I have been saying for over a year to get ready and protect yourself against the recession because it's coming. Well, we don't know what's going to happen after this pandemic, this global pandemic. We don't know what's going to happen to people from a health perspective. But I can tell you that there's going to be a significant change and a significant recovery period for those who do not prepare now. So, in order for us to avoid succumbing to this financial tsunami that's coming our way, you absolutely, positively must do everything that you can to generate income. Let me repeat. You absolutely, positively must do everything that you possibly can to generate income legally, ethically, and morally. I am not interested in stuff that people are doing that is against the law. I just don't have the time for it. But if it's
within the law, and it is ethical. And you can put your mind and your skill to a task to deliver for the world, then now is your time to really sit down and think. So you are the first that I am sharing this with. I have not said it publicly before, but starting this weekend, I am hosting How to Turn Your Home School into a Home-Based Business. Let me repeat, How to Turn Your Home School into a Home-Based Business. If you are at home with children, spending money, you're going to lose. And let me tell you where you're spending money. You're spending money on food. You're spending money on supplies. You're spending energy that you don't have. They are out of sorts because they're not on their routine. And so this, How to Turn Your Home School into a Home-Based Business, is going to do two things. One, it's going to instantly put you in a situation where you can get your money back, the money that you're spending on stuff anyway. Two, it's going to give you the money mind that you need to transform during this season where you're sitting down. Number three, it's going to give your children the skill set that they need so that they never have to face this. And the this that I'm talking about is living check to check, check to Monday, check to 2 o'clock, being worried about finances. So with this webinar comes the book for your child, My First Job, A Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship for Kids. So as a part of your daily lesson plan, as a part of your daily infrastructure, you are now going to be able to make, not only make sense out of this, but make money out of this, work for yourself. So you're going to make dollars and you're going to make sense out of this whole mess. To avoid the financial tsunami, you must become a part of the technological age. You absolutely must. For a long time, I have been thinking they're going to start replacing people. They're going to start replacing human beings. It's already happened with the parking garages. They used to have attendants. Now they have machines. It's already started with so many jobs. And with this pandemic taking place and people being put out of work, the world is actually seeing that it can function without people moving around. The world is actually seeing that it can function without a lot of people being involved in the exchange of goods and services. So you must get yourself into the technological age. So get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you the 8 things you need to do to avoid this tsunami. And we're going to get through this together. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And we are talking about the 8 things you need to do to avoid the financial tsunami that is coming our way. A tsunami is an arrival or occurrence of something in overwhelming quantities or amounts. So this virus is much like a tsunami. The excommunication of people from their jobs is much like a tsunami. The forced quarantine is much like a tsunami. And unfortunately, that tsunami effect is going to trickle down into your finances. So number one, you must look at your finances. That's number one. I want everybody to either grab an Excel worksheet, open your computer, or grab a journal. The first thing you're going to do in looking at your finances is write down every single creditor that you have. Write every single creditor. In the next column, I want you to write the amount that you owe them. Write the amount that you owe them. In the third column, you need to write the due date. What is the next due date? Okay. And then in the fourth column, you're going to write notes. You're going to call each creditor one by one. You're going to take your time and do this. This is important because you want to know what's available. You want to know what extensions are they offering. You want to know what are the penalties for any extensions. You want to tell them your situation, that you have been impacted by the pandemic and you need assistance. Okay, so you need to do this and you need to stick to this. You need to get the name and the ID number and the telephone number and the time of day. The name, the ID number, the telephone number, and the time of day of the person that you are speaking to. When you speak to them, ask them to put notes in your file. Let me repeat. When you speak to them and they offer you a plan or they whatever it is that they tell you, tell them to put notes into your file. Before you end the call, ask them to repeat the notes back to you. This is very important. It's very important for you to document that you have made an effort to communicate with your creditors. One of the things that I talk about in Living Check to Monday is treat your creditors as you'd have your debtors treat you. Remember the last time Pookie called to borrow $50 and promised to pay you back on Friday? Friday rolled around, you ain't heard from Pookie. When you call Pookie on the cell phone that your $50 helped keep on, he won't answer the phone. Now you want to kill him. You call everybody and say, you know what? It's not the money, it's the principal. Exactly. So what you want to remember is the principal. And you want to communicate with these creditors in the same way you would have wanted to be communicated with. So if you have a follow-up date, you want to write that follow-up date in your notes. So let's say you call them and they don't have anything to offer today, but they say we're working on it. Then you need to ask them or make a note yourself when you should call back. I highly recommend that you call back the next day. If you call a creditor and you cannot pay them, and they have not set up some kind of extension or deferment or postponement or credit moratorium or whatever it is, if they have not allowed you to skip any payments or for any period of time, then you need to call them back. Now, some creditors simply are not going to do this. And I would say all of your extras. You don't need to call the fitness gym. You don't need to call Netflix and Hulu. That's extra stuff. You need to be talking to your mortgage, your landlord, your life insurance, your health insurance, your credit card bills, your installment debts like your car loans and your furniture bills. These are the creditors that you need to talk to. You definitely want to talk to your utility companies and find out what they have in place. You also want to know the outstanding balance. So let me go back through that list again. You want to write your creditor on in a long list, one column, okay? The next column, how much you owe them, all right? The next column, the total balance that you owe. So you have the monthly payment that you owe, but you also need to know the total balance that you owe. You want to also write the due date, and then you want to include your notes. So I made a slight modification there. You want the monthly payment and the total balance. And then you want to set this all up in Excel so that you have something to go back to. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are doing what we have to do to avoid this financial tsunami. So one, you must look at your finances. Number two, you must stay in communication. You cannot make this list and then disappear. You cannot make this list and then get some answers and then walk away. Even if they tell you they're going to give you 2 or 3 months, you then need to follow up, okay? You want to follow up and you want to make sure that you get whatever was agreed to in writing. In many cases, you may have a conversation on Monday and then on Tuesday, you may get a letter saying that you're in default or something to that effect. That's simply because the computer system did not catch up with the communication. So you have to stay in communication. If you see a letter in the mail, open it. Do not ignore it. Do not assume that what you see in the mail is valid. If they told you that something is favorable happening for your situation, you just want to call and follow up. This is the most important thing for you to do right now. I have been through this. I did this. I went through this with the last real estate, the real estate crash of 2008. And I ended up getting all the way to the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, because my mortgage lender was not cooperating. I was doing everything I had to do. And by the time I went through all that, they literally delivered my modification paperwork on my porch. Like I feel like a stork brought it. Okay. You know how the storks used to bring the babies. I feel like a stork brought the paperwork, and I was able to thrive in that situation. I ended up foreclosing on the home, staying there for many years. They gave me cash for keys to leave. But my point is, I did not get displaced prematurely, and I don't want you to get displaced prematurely. So number one, look at your finances. Number two, stay in close communication. You absolutely must stay in close communication. Number three, you must start a home-based business. After you do all that, now you have to get in income generating mode. You must start a home-based business. It is no longer an option. It is no longer something that you should think about doing. You must start a home-based business. And if you have children who are at home with you, you need to turn your home school into a home-based business, and you need to sign up for the webinar. I'm going to teach you how to do that and get your kids their new book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. Go to www.asklynn.org right now so you can get a seat in these webinars. I'm going to be doing them throughout the day for the next however many, so that I can walk you through the steps that you need to be IRS compliant, get your money back, and go to the next level. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON. Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020? Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And you do not have to succumb to the tsunami. So we are talking about the 8 steps to avoid the financial tsunami that is coming our way. And, you know, during some of the worst times in history, when there's been a financial setback, whether it be the Great Depression, the recession of 2008, there have been millionaires made. People who knew what moves to make strategically, became wealthy. And that can be you. You have no idea what God has put inside of you. You have no idea what witty invention you have. You have no idea what service it is you can provide. You have no idea what can happen if you actually take the time to sit and think and create. And since we have nothing else to do anyway, I think this is a great time. And even for those who are still working, you're working your regular jobs, whether you're working from home or you're going outside of the house, first of all, God bless you. And for all of us who are working from home, you know, keep hope alive. I understand. I get it. I'm actually having the time of my life because I don't like going anywhere anyway. So I feel like I'm on vacation. But for those of you who are not working, this is the time to get to work, to make your dreams come true. What is it that you wanted to do? What did you dream of when you were 8? I think there's a saying that says whatever you wanted to do at that age, especially if it was something, you know, humongous. I don't know if it's being an astronaut. I don't know if it's starting a school. I don't know if it's running a program, but whatever you have wanted to do, now is the time to put your ducks in a row to get there. And I'm here. I'm sitting here patiently waiting for you to show up. And then I'm going to guide you to where it is that you're trying to go. So number one, look at your finances. Number two, stay in communication. Number three, start a home-based business absolutely today. If you need information about the upcoming webinar, how to turn your home school into a home-based business, and get my new book for your kids. Actually, it's for you and your kids. So this book is going to give you a little bit of help in helping you to establish some structure around your house, but also giving your kids the discipline and the knowledge that they need to start this money game early. So that book is My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. I'm so excited about it. You know, you have to sometimes sit back and look at what God is doing, because everything that looks like a disaster isn't. You know, there have been many times in history where things looked like they were going down, but they were actually coming back up. I wasn't there when Noah built the ark, but, you know, after it was all over and all of the disease and the bad or whatever was wiped away, there was a new earth, a new opportunity, and a new time to grow. So I am asking you to hold on to each other, hold on to your faith, but also get yourself ready for your next level. So now is the time for that. So you're going to start your home-based business. So parents, you definitely want to take the How to Start a Home-Based Business webinar, just so you get the five steps and you get all the things that you need. And that's everybody should can do that. But the parents who are home with their children, and if your children are home with somebody else's parent, whatever it is, you need to turn your home into a home-based business. You need to turn your home school into a home-based business. We don't know how long this is going to last. And I think that there are some creative things that you can do. Go to asklynn.org for that. Number four, you need to take a look at all of your protection that you have available, and you need to evaluate your protection. You need to look at your life insurance, okay? You need to look at your life insurance. How much do you have? Is it enough to take care of your children if something were to happen to you next week? Is it enough to take care of their education? Is it enough to pay off the house so that they can have some place to live? Is it enough to buy a house so they can have some place to live? Who's going to take care of them, or would take care of them in your absence? Who would take care of your financial affairs and all of the decisions that need to be made on your behalf if you just became incapacitated and couldn't work? So I want you to take a look at your life insurance. Life insurance is not just for burial. Life insurance is for survival. Let me say that again. Life insurance is not just for burial. Life insurance is for survival. So I want you to reach out to State Farm at HipHopSisters.org. State Farm, email State Farm at HipHopSisters.org. Let them know that Lynn Richardson and Hip Hop Sisters Foundation sent you. Get your quote and get to the next level. And I also want to share with you information that you can do to get to the next level in terms of your retirement. So with your life insurance, you absolutely positively must take a look at that. Take a look at your disability insurance. What do you have in place? What's available to you? If you're self-employed, you need to get a self-employed disability policy. What do you have in place for your business? Do you have any key employees? Do you have key man insurance? What about your health insurance, your car insurance? Just make sure that you're protected all the way around, because while you are spending less money, looking at your finances, staying in communication with your creditors, and starting a home-based business, you want to be prepared in case something happens that you don't expect. That's just everybody. Everybody needs to get their stuff in check. I'm making sure everybody in my family is good. Me, my husband, my mom, my dad, my husband's mom. Like, I'm not bypassing anything or anyone in this particular time. I'm also making sure that I get good life insurance for all of my children because they're young and healthy. So this is a great time to start to put your financial, your wealth building, your generational wealth building strategy into place right now with the tools that you need to go to the next level. So email statefarm@hiphopsisters.org. You can also go to asklynn.org. You can also go to lynnmillionaire.com to connect with our professionals there. So I want you to look at that. the 8 steps to avoiding a tsunami. The 5th thing that I want you to do is to take a look at your retirement. What do you have for retirement? If the answer is 0, we have work to do. If you are on your job and you have a 401k, put some more money in there if you can afford to do so. If you can afford to put more money in your 401k, I stand with Dave Ramsey, and I believe that the best way to invest for a long-term situation is to put your money in mutual funds with diversified assets. Mutual funds with diversified assets, and allow that thing to grow over time. I am discouraging people going out buying individual stocks. Unless you have a significant amount of cash to do that, you've got money to lose, and you get an investment strategy. You must have an investment strategy. What I am encouraging is that you do increase your commitment to your 401k. If you don't have a 401k, simply start a mutual fund. If you want a mutual fund, I want you to email Mary Green at LynnMillionaire.com. Mary Green, MaryGreene, MaryGreene at LynnMillionaire.com. If you have difficulty with that, just go to AskLynn.org and I'll get you everything that you need. But you need to look at your retirement plan. And if you have a 401k, put money in there. I want you to max out your 401k if you can. Max out the dollars. So if your company is matching, put money in there. Make sure they match it. It's an automatic return on investment. The other reason you want to go on and build your 401k is this. 2 months ago, you may have only been able to get, you know, 10 shares if you put in $100. Now you may be able to get 20 or 30 because the stock market or the index has dropped. So I want you to take advantage of that. And I want you to come out on the other side winning. The other thing I think you need to take a look at is an annuity. And a 401k is an advanced savings account. That's what that is. A 401k is an advanced savings account. When the money's gone, it's just gone. But an annuity is a pension for life. An annuity is an income for life. Let me repeat that. A 401k is an advanced savings account. An annuity is an income for life. And you need both. And so many people are asking me, Lynn, what should I do? I lost money in my 401k plan. I lost money in my IRA. Should I pull the money out? In general terms, no, you shouldn't pull it out. But if you are really close to retirement, you need a strategy. So you need to go to AskLynn.org so you can get help to develop that strategy. Generally speaking, I would say try to diversify your assets. If you have a mutual fund or an IRA, maybe you want to select some safer instruments, financial instruments within that particular asset, and just kind of wait it out over time. But you also want to think about how much of that you may want to roll over into your annuity. If you don't have an annuity, if you don't have a pension, start one. Again, Mary Green, MaryGreene, MaryGreene at LynnMillionaire.com. That's where you want to go for that. And if you have difficulty with that, again, go to AskLynn.org. While you're working, you get a paycheck. But when you retire, you must have a paycheck. So this is absolutely important for you to get to the next level. We're talking about the 8 steps to avoid the financial tsunami. 1, look at your finances. 2, stay in communication. 3, start a home-based business. It's absolutely essential. All these things are. 4, look at your protection, your life insurance, your key man insurance, your disability insurance, your long-term care. I forgot that. Your long-term care, your car, automobile, health insurance. Look at all your protection, because if something happens, you want to be prepared. 5, get your retirement in order now. I don't care if it's $10. Start to put some money in your retirement. We have to take a break. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, Your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So we're talking about the 8 steps to avoid the financial tsunami. Let me say that again, the 8 steps to avoid the financial tsunami that is coming. And brace yourself. You don't have to go under with it. Number one, look at your finances. Number two, stay in communication. Number three, start a home-based business. That is absolutely essential to keep your income streams open. Number four, check all of your protection. Number five, check your retirement and start a retirement plan. If you don't have one already, that includes a 401k, a mutual fund, and an annuity. All three if you have to. Take a look at that. Number six, stay in close communication with your existing employer. Your existing employer, look at other ways to be of service to your existing employer. Look at other opportunities. Look for other departments that need support. Look at other areas in the company that may require some kind of training or education, and get that training and education now. You want to stay very closely connected to the people who can make decisions. Liking them is not an issue. It doesn't matter if you like them or not. You need to stay in close communication and stay connected, if you can, to people who have the power. You want to know what moves are being made before they happen, if that's possible. And you want to brace yourself. You want to look at the industry as a whole. If you are in the beef business and there are no cows, that means your company is probably going to go under. So you need to know that. You don't just need to take a look at what's happening to you in your company, in your job. You need to take a look at what's happening across your industry. Okay. So this is an important time to understand strategy, and to now you have the time to implement strategy. You have the time to implement strategy, to execute strategy, and to do the proper research to put a strategy in place. So you want to take a look at that in terms of your existing employer, your industry, and staying connected, looking for other opportunities, and also bracing yourself and adjusting if you see trends or changes in your industry that could impact your cash flow or what you do. Your number seven. What I want you to do for number seven, and we're talking about the 8 steps to avoid the financial tsunami. Number seven, take a look at real estate. Start to reevaluate, evaluate and reevaluate. This is going to be a great time to buy in high cost areas, because as the market gets more sluggish, those property values are going to decrease. Foreclosures are probably going to increase. So you want to take a look at real estate. If you're sending your child back to college in the fall, you want to think about the kiddie condo program, where you can buy a house, your kid can move into it, move in 5 roommates, you pay the mortgage, you collect a substantial amount, I mean a boatload of money in terms of extra cash flow. You can eliminate your housing expense altogether. And if your child is at a state school and they live out of state, then your tuition will decrease as well. So you want to look at real estate. You want to look at the investment strategies. I mainly talk about 4. 1, buying single family homes and renting them out. 2, buying property, fixing it up and rehabbing it and selling it. 3, buying residential multi-unit properties. And 4, buying commercial multi-unit properties. You need to understand the ebb and the flow and the ins and the outs and the pros and the cons of each strategy. So once again, you can go to www.asklynn.org for that strategy. And then the last thing that I want to talk to you about is right now, keep your faith. You can't do anything with fear. You can't do anything with fear. Fear won't help you. Depression won't help you. Being mad about it won't help you. Now is the time to take your power back. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you parents in the webinar, how to turn your home school into a home-based business. You're also going to get your book, The Symphony. You're going to get the book for your kid, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. We are going to win. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. I love you. We're going to get ready this weekend or this week or wherever we are. We're just going to get ready for whatever it is that we're doing. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.